This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Some signs of progress in the ongoing trade war between the United States and China, Zara Shakely reports.
A Chinese state news agency says Beijing will lift punitive tariffs imposed on U.S. soybeans, pork, and some other farm goods ahead of trade negotiations. The move follows President Donald Trump's decision to postpone a planned October the 1st tariff hike on Chinese imports to October the 15th. Hopes are growing that the two sides might defuse a prolonged dispute that is threatening global economic growth, but there has been no sign of progress on the main issues in their sprawling conflict over trade and technology. The two sides are preparing for talks in October in Washington. I'm Zaria Shakili.
U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have met three times since June of 2018, and Trump says round four could happen soon. VOA's William Gallo reports from Seoul.
The departure of Trump's hawkish national security adviser John Bolton may help, says former U.S. official Dennis Wilder.
I think that the North Koreans will be happy.
John Bolton famously referred to the Libya model for North Korea's denuclearization, an unnerving image for Pyongyang, as Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi was killed by U.S.-backed rebels after giving up his nuclear program.
You just take a look at what happened with Gaddafi. That was not a good statement to make, and it set us back.
If talks do eventually restart, the format they take will be crucial. That's because if the U.S. and North Korea are to make actual progress on a nuclear agreement, it will take nuclear experts, a meeting much more substantive than Kim and Trump shaking hands. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA.